Beautiful one, welcome to the March blue full moon. This is our second full moon of the month of March, and it's also our second set for this year of 2018. And we're not going to get another blue moon till 2020. This is a powerful weekend time for you to release, renew, and transform that which is ready to rise in you at this time. And you can use your own ritual of release and renewal during this boosting blue full moon. If we take the time to reflect and get honest, there has been some long-standing shifting around relationships, intimate partnership with our body, health, home, career, job, family, finances. Could be any one of those for you. Could be multiple areas in there. And even our world, there is a shift. This is a long-standing shift in relationships, with this being the second blue moon for second set of blue moons for 2018. We are entering into the same pairing effect right now here in this month of March, and a lot of energy is centered around making this shift that's significant with relationships. And we all are being affected by it in some capacity. I know I have been personally myself in every one of these areas that I mentioned. I'm going deeper into really looking at what is this checkpoint calling forth for my own clarity in my life. So I want you to know that you're not alone, that we are all connected and part of this energy. So as we close out this month of March on the 31st with this blue full moon, also being in a Mercury retrograde time period, when we are in Mercury retrograde, this is where things begin to slow down. It's an inward checkpoint that we need for our clarity. So Mercury is going to stay retrograde until we hit the April new moon in the middle of the month of April, in about 14 and a half days from now. And this inwardly slowing down period for manifesting is really designed for us to get in sync, to get clear, to make that clarity connection with our own natural alignment of what we want to be creating. So we're in this powerful, unique boosting time with having this second set of blue full moons. We're not going to have another blue full moon till 2020. And so creating a ritual that gives you the ability to use this boosting energetic time can truly allow you to make the shift with whatever has been showing up for you with a long-standing relationship that needs to be shifted. So I want you to really look within right now, because having this in conjunction with a Mercury retrograde, we have the ability to make that alignment, to make that shift, to get in sync, so that as the energy and the momentum speeds up, we're on course. So imagine, you know, going down the road at 100 miles an hour, if we're off course, the devastation that could happen. But when we use this time, when nature is naturally slowing us down, causing us to look at those inward checkpoints, and we use that as our own clarity connection of alignment, of what we want to make a shift in that long-standing relationship, no one is exempt from this. We are not outside of this. We are seeing this in every capacity of our world and on the collective level. And we're all being asked to look at this on an inward individual level as well. So look to your longstanding relationships that deeply desire the shift for you, whether it be intimate, partnership, with your body, your health, your home life, your career, your job, your family, your finances. And then take this focus that this March blue full moon is about and use that to create your powerful ritual of release, where you're going to write it down, pen to paper, antenna to God, to source, the universe, that which you want to release, that which you want to surrender and let go. And you're going to use the transformational element of fire to let it go in a sacred space that you create. So I have the easy steps on how to do a full moon ritual. And I feel strongly that the more we keep it simplified, the more we can invite ourselves back to do this ritual and allow ourselves to expand and to embody deeper and integrate that which is the truth of our soul-inspired life, to become expressed, materialized into the physicality of our world, into full embodiment. So let's take what this focus is and what you can begin to use this focus for this blue full moon to create your ritual, your ceremony of the full moon to release, to bring light to your life, to the energy systems that want to be liberated and free. First is releasing what doesn't serve you anymore. We have been going through a complete overhaul in the relationship area of life, relationships in all areas, with each other, with ourselves, our behaviors, our structures. The structures that we are running our lives by individually and collectively. Shifts are taking place also in our financial relationships, what we have with ourselves and our world around us, and even in the worldly structures. So releasing what doesn't serve you in your relationship with finances. Whether it's fears, whether it's scarcity, whether it's behaviors, whether it's structures. Also looking to your health and your well-being. Releasing what doesn't serve you in those structures, in those behaviors, and also in that complete state of being. And looking at these areas and all that relates to our outer worldly connection. Releasing what doesn't serve. Issues around equality and power are now finding new paradigms. And it's up to us to look as we hold our own energetic system within us and offer that up to the world. How can we be in alignment with our true desired soul-inspired life? So look to your inner world to release deeply held desires that want to be unleashed around a new found relationship in your life. Now, this has two parts to it. Look to your inner world to release deeply held desires that ache to be unleashed. How have you been holding yourself back? What's ready to be unleashed? So this is acknowledging that part that is of your soul-inspired light and dreams and lightness of being, and it's looking at those blockages that have been weighing you and holding you back to unleash that. What have you been wrestling with for a long time? It's time to let it go. And that has two parts to it. It's that which you desire to create for yourself, because as we enter into this Mercury retrograde period where things slow down, it's really about looking at the course that we want to be on for our life, our path that we want to be on, as well as what has been getting in the way with it. It's time to let that go, because the relief is here to give you a sense of renewal if you take the time to go deeply into your own inquiry of alignment for yourself and releasing that which you want to create and that which has gotten in the way of it. What doesn't serve? What doesn't support? So again, you want to look at the relationship areas of your life with each other, yourself, your behaviors, your structures, finances, health, well-being, and any of these bodies that connect to our outer world connection, so that we can create that alignment that puts us more into the full embodiment of who we're here to become and express. And secondly, with this, we give ourselves forward moving flow. The power time of the full moon falls into this Mercury retrograde in a time for us to give closure and let go of the secrets that have been held inside. And there's two parts to these secrets. All forms of secrets are wanting to be released right now into their light of healing. And we're seeing it pop up everywhere. This is what's been going on. We are in this newfound paradigm of relationships, and we have the ability right now to create a forward moving flow for ourselves as we surrender and allow these secrets to be released. The ones that have been poisoning and toxic to our systems, we see it that it's happened systemically, societally. We need to look at how we've taken this on and what ways have we done these secrets to ourselves, and also what secrets have we held back of who we want to truly become. Allow the lighter side of your being to experience life with joy. That's who you want to become. So this slowing down of manifesting energy is happening right now to refine your clarity for your own forward flow. In the next 2 weeks, as we approach this new moon, you will notice your own clear, assertive path opening up to you. And you can allow this clarity to come through for you. So thirdly, we are in a time for you to be energized to rise. This blue full moon is falling on Easter weekend that's being celebrated by many around the world. This time of the spiritual resurrection that exists within us as our remembrance of what we are here to do. It's time to rise with your lightness of being. Use this full moon ritual as a way to shed, as a way to release what doesn't serve you, as a way to get connected with also what wants to be liberated, to allow your own forward moving flow, to allow you to be energized, to rise. Allow your joy to celebrate a newfound energy to help lift you. If you have been feeling fuzzy, foggy, or lackluster at all, a shift toward your clarity and power is now here. And I invite you in to this moment in time to give yourself this reflection to release and access this natural energy boost to rise. There is a transformational renewal that you can access right now this weekend during this power time. Create your personal ceremony of ritual of release during this power time. Something miraculous is here for you. And it's going to come with the release, the renewal, and the rise so that you may shine on in the fullness of your being, light and free. You matter. You are a soul-inspired light that came here to live a soul-inspired life. And within that holds the capacity of those dreams, of those desires that are unique to you. Shed, unleash, acknowledge those dreams and let go all that has been weighing you down, all that has been non-supportive. Everything in your life has led up to this point for you to know and remember the truth of your soul that you are here to live. I hope you give yourself time to allow that release and that renewal so that you may rise. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.